Mina de Malfoy and the twee little maids. "I've just been conversing with one of the Jolly Hockey Sticks people," I typed, "and she tells me she's a Girl Scout."
"I'm not surprised," Ark replied.
"Well, I had been. The JHer in question was an adult woman, for one thing."
"Ark," I asked her, hoping to work my way round to enlightenment, "were you ever a Girl Scout?"
"Back in the wild days of my youth, I was noted for it," she said, which was more than a little perplexing. "I've always pictured Canada as a stiflingly bucolic place, but never guessed it was quite so numbingly tranquil that its denizens would view the Girl Scout movement as emblematic of youthful dissipation." I wasn't asking out of mere idle curiosity. Ever since Prince C had started archiving his fan fiction at Penned Passions, there'd been a pack of howling fangirls hanging around the place, cluttering up the message boards with their inane chatter. I mean, I had fans, but this was ridiculous. He couldn't leave so much as a comment on anyone else's work without an influx of them descending to leave dozens upon dozens of comments. Not comments on the work, just comments in response to his comment, all readily recognizable as desperate bids for his attention. I was beginning to truly loathe them. I mean, I'd even begun to feel a sort of fond nostalgia towards Warrior and wondered where he'd been lately. Some of the worst of the lot belonged to a sort of club called Jolly Hockey Sticks, which has recently held one of its annual meetings at some hotel where Prince C had been attending a cosplay event. The JH people weren't cosplayers, they were some other type of lunatic, but I suppose the sight of Prince C in tights did something to their already precariously balanced sense of reason, because they've been trailing after him ever since, all over the bloody internet. I don't know how they all came to hear about Penned Passion, or Sanguinity, or Prince C's multi-chaptered fic in progress. Maybe one of them sent up smoke signals, or used semaphore flags to alert the others. All I knew was that they had all wafted in a foul concoction of drippy schoolgirl slang and overwrought hormones and showed no signs of leaving. When they weren't cooing idiotically over his fic, they were posting pictures on their author bio pages or pestering Ark to set up a special section of PP for fan fiction based on traditional girls' boarding school stories. I'd argued pretty strongly that she shouldn't, but I couldn't be sure that Ark was on side. It's not that I think she'd want to give aid and comfort to these god-awful drips. It's just that when you own and maintain a large archive like BP, it can be difficult to resist the urge to make it even larger. It becomes a kind of mania. I've seen it before. Anyway, I hadn't yet seen any of the JH's fan fiction, so I had no way of judging how ghastly it might be, but it would have had to work long and hard at ghastliness to be anywhere near as ghastly as their photographs. I'd worked it out. Basically, any Jolly Hockey Stickser who was below a certain age, IQ, and body weight specialised in pictures of herself, usually dressed in a cross between the gothic Lolita look and a schoolgirl outfit. Any Jolly Hockey Stickser above either the weight or age cutoff, or possessed of a dribble of misplaced common sense, specialised in photos of her toy collection, dollhouse, or tea service. Some managed all three, and posted pictures of their toys holding miniature tea parties in over-cluttered dollhouses. Not to be outdone on the creative combinations front, the younger, thinner, more clue-bereft JHs sometimes exerted themselves to the extent of posting self-portraits in which they clutched their own dolls to their chests or sipped tea out of dainty teacups. Aside from writing schoolgirl fan fiction, which I devoutly hoped Ark would condemn to the outer darkness, the JHs held meetings and meetups and meet and greets with frightening regularity. I say frightening because, from the sound of it, what went on at these events was designed to strike terror into the hearts of the reasonable. When I tell you that they'd recently gotten together to read Alice in Wonderland out loud,
to their assembled My Little Ponies, you'll understand my horror. As far as subcultures go, this one was pretty damn sub. You couldn't shove any more cute into this lot with a shoehorn. I was pretty much fed up. I'd started to daydream wistfully about shaving kittens bald and drop-kicking wee fairies off the balcony. And when a few of the bolder young JHs posted pictures of themselves in gauzy pink lingerie, I wanted to choke them all. And I was in this frame of mind when one of them, a Xena lover by name, sent me a gushing review of my own multi-chaptered sanguinity fic. Like Prince C, I thus far only posted my introductory chapter, but it was pretty juicy stuff, sensual and suggestive, obviously setting the stage for my own special brand of intellectual perversity. I couldn't understand why any of the JHs would be reading it, but this female had, she assured me, loved every word. She wanted, she claimed now, to get to know me better. You must be one of Prince C's fans, I'd said, trying not to sound bitter. Oh no, she'd assured me, I'm a Girl Scout. I'd never heard that Girl Scouts were particularly anti-Prince C, so her response was a tad baffling, which is why I'd brought up the subject with Ark. I mean, in the run of a normal day, I don't discuss or even think of the scouting movement at all. But I'd sense some mystery here. I hope I haven't shocked you, Ark said now. Apparently it was going to be one of those days where people made no sense whatsoever. I gave up expecting any logical answer to the puzzle. Not at all, I told her, and I meant it. If her idea of a good time encompassed tents and sleeping bags and gaggles of uniformed girls practicing their knot tying, it wasn't my place to criticise. I think that's marvellous, Ark, old girl. Having offered this spot of reassurance re her wholesome girlhood activities, I reluctantly returned to what I'd been doing before the Girl Scout question distracted me. Editing. I had 6 short submissions to proofread, and scrutinising them for worthiness for inclusion at PP, while no doubt a heady experience of power, was a little on the tedious side. 3 of them, I noted, were from Booters, and the other 3 from Sandwiches. That, I supposed, was a good thing. I didn't want one or the other faction deciding I was guilty of shipping favouritism. Although, I reflected grimly, a good ship war might send those damned wannabe schoolgirls scuttling for cover. To his credit, I'd noticed, Prince C never bothered to grace these fiends in femme form with much of his attention, at least not that I could see. Possibly he whiled away his evenings poring over their abundant photographs, but if so, he never revealed it by word or deed. Still, as I've said, every time he left me a public comment, which he did with gratifying regularity, swarms of them would appear, yapping and twittering away among themselves, and never so much as addressing me or my fix. And speaking of these pests, there was something odd about these fanfics I was supposed to be editing. Well, not so much the fics themselves, if you follow me, but the usernames of the authors who submitted them. The 3 booters in question were Chalet Girl, Mal Towers Forever, and Anne Marlowe, whereas on the Samich side of the equation, we had Naughtiest Girl, Ballet Chic, and Rowan Marlowe. This suggested something to my heightened suspicions. I mean, above and beyond the prolific output of these Marlowe sisters, there was something not quite right about those names. Not a single one of them, I mean to say, referenced sanguinity, or its characters, or its setting. Rum, what? It came to me in a flash. Those damnable jolly hockey sticksers were trying to sneak their way into sanguinity fandom to get Prince C to notice them. Ark, I bleated, only luckily by instant messenger, no one hear you bleat, so dignity was preserved. What's up? She asked. Our current plague of schoolgirls are hanging around the sanguinity section making asses of themselves, I told her. Can't you tell them to clear off? I explained my theory re the names of the new authors and what that revealed about their fandom origins. She remained unconvinced, and, what was worse, unconcerned. I can't tell them to get out of the sanguinity section for writing sanguinity fic, she pointed out, in what she no doubt felt was a reasonable manner, but it came across as callous and disloyal. And sometimes people do continue to use pen names they created for a previous fandom. Like that Xena lover person, I said, reluctantly conceding her point. Who? Ark shot back. Xena lover? I repeated. What? The last I heard, she was fully absorbed into Trad Girl School story fandom, said Ark, switching her position on the matter so abruptly that my head spun. So she's making a nuisance of herself on the sanguinity boards, is she? No, wait, I protested weakly. Not really. She's one of the sounder ones, I think. She just dropped by to tell me how much she enjoyed my work.
I just bet she did, said Ark's next message.
I was beginning to sense some hidden depths here. What else did she say? Nothing much, I replied, too alarmed to bother going into the whole anti-Prince C stance the Girl Scouts had apparently adopted as part of their pledge or something. It's not like Ark to be this emotional. I wasn't sure dredging up scouting memories was safe for her right now. Why, do you know her?
We were at school together, Ark said.
Listen, if these people want to hang around penned passion, there's no reason for them to be in the Dread Lane section. I'll take care of it. Somehow, this failed to fully reassure me. Usually when Ark says she'll take care of something, you can consider it as good as taken care of. But this case, it struck me, was different. I'd received the definite impression that Ark wasn't thrilled to the core to be reconnecting with this old chum from her school days. In fact, I suspected some sort of long-standing grudge here. The mere mention of this woman seemed to have irritated her in some fashion. In this mood, I mused, who knew what Ark was capable of? And I mused jolly correctly, let me tell you, because on the following day I saw for myself what Archivist 12 was capable of when roused. Betrayal, deceit, poor judgment, pandering to the basest elements of fandom, and did I mention betrayal? Well, if I did, it deserves mentioning again. Right there, on the main page of Penned Passion, was a tersely worded announcement. Penned Passion, as part of its ongoing expansion, has opened the Girls' Dormitory, a section devoted to fan fiction and discussion of traditional girls' series. I tried, once I'd calmed down, to view the thing neutrally. Ark had probably thought she'd acted for the best. But dash it all! You don't fight a plague by inviting it to take up a post as pestilence in residence, do you? I uploaded my next chapter in moody silence. No good, I felt, could possibly come of this.